evening. I'm Erin Granger with the KUAC NewsMiner Update. The start of the boating season in interior Alaska comes as area rivers are running high. National Weather Service meteorologist Melissa Kreller in Fairbanks points to two factors.
Additional snowmelt that continues to move into the waters and this precipitation that's fallen over the week.
Kreller says that can pose problems for boaters getting out this weekend.
Definitely increased debris moving downriver and those gravel bars in which some folks like to camp out on might see some higher water in those areas. So be aware and cautious.
Kreller says drier weather is expected Sunday and Monday, and river levels are forecast to recede next week. Alaska Native language speakers from across the state have completed a four-day institute at the University of Alaska Fairbanks. 10 of Alaska's 20 indigenous languages were represented at the Alaska Native Language Revitalization Institute, which shared learning tools and techniques and provided time for speakers to immerse themselves in their language in working groups. On the final day, participants voiced appreciation for the experience.
My name is Gladys Drinoff. I'm from Huslia. In our, when we have potlatches and stuff, our late dad, Edwin Simon, used to say, don't leave the place without saying thank you. So, Anna Bassett to everybody. I learned really lots. Thank you.
We'll be strong. I'm Pauline Demas from Nunawak, and it's so good to be here and see all these people and languages, and it feels like we're one.
Working group representatives also talked about ways of increasing the number of native language speakers, including through charter schools. But HIDA speaker Dolores Churchill emphasized learning should not be limited to the Western classroom model.
We all learn from our parents, and we learn from experimentation. And teachers forget that, and that's why so many of our children are having a difficult time in the schools.
It would be a complete pleasure to be able to see HIDA being spoken in the homes as a first language.
Ben Young pointed to a vision developed by the HIDA language group to have a fluent mass of speakers in 30 years.
It would be a complete pleasure to be able to see HIDA being spoken in the homes as a first language, right? As I seen earlier, we talked about the idea of us being second language learners, but teaching our kids to be first language learners at home. That's something that rings true for us, and that's something that we'd love to see.
The Alaska Native Language Revitalization Institute concluded yesterday with a drum ceremony. Alaska is seeing an outbreak in a dangerous sexually transmitted disease. Alaska Public Media reports that public health officials say an outbreak of gonorrhea first reported last fall led researchers to find Alaska's rate of infection is more than double the national average. Left untreated, gonorrhea can lead to infertility, facilitate the risk of HIV, and lead to problems with pregnancy. Nationwide, the number of cases reported to health officials is increasing, but Alaska's rates have shot up. Last year, more than 2,000 incidents were reported, representing a 51% increase from the prior year. The state's section of epidemiology attributes the rise to several factors: healthcare providers doing a better job screening for the disease, an increase in incidents because of risky sexual behavior, diminished access to healthcare, and fewer preventative resources. Researchers say the data suggest Alaska has the second highest rate of gonorrhea in the country. Statistics from the Centers for Disease Control find national rates are still significantly lower than during the 70s and 80s. Environmental Protection Agency Administrator Scott Pruitt has pledged action to address PFAS, groundwater contamination.
This is a national priority that we need to focus upon as a country.
That's Pruitt speaking Tuesday at an EPA National PFAS Leadership Summit. PFAS is a category of chemical compounds long used in a range of products from nonstick cookware to firefighting foam, which have contaminated groundwater at many locations, including Alaska. Pruitt listed actions the EPA is initiating to address the issue, starting with a legal threshold for what concentration of the chemicals is dangerous in drinking water.
We will take the next step under the Safe Drinking Water Act process to evaluate the need of a maximum contaminant level for PFOA and PFAS.
The EPA currently only has a lifetime exposure level for PFAS compounds, a threshold some studies indicate is too high, putting people at risk of health effects, including cancer. Pruitt also identified other steps the EPA is taking.
We're currently developing groundwater cleanup recommendations for PFOA and PFAS at contaminated sites across the country, and we'll complete this task by the fall of this year. Thirdly, another action steps that we're going to be taking post this meeting is we're starting the necessary steps to consider establishing liability under CERCLA, either Section 107 or Section 102, to declare PFAS, PFOA, as a hazardous substance. That will contribute to steps we can take to get accountability under our CERCLA statute.
CERCLA is the Comprehensive Environmental Response, Compensation, and Liability Act. The EPA National Leadership Summit on PFAS was attended by representatives of 30 states, including Alaska. For more on tonight's stories and others, go to newsminer.com or KUAC.org. I'm Erin Granger.